This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The United States today sharply criticized China for not enforcing sanctions on North Korea and vowed to step up its own efforts as hopes fade for a last-minute breakthrough under outgoing President Donald Trump. The State Department launched a new website, dprkrewards.com, that will offer payouts of up to $5 million for tips to boost sanctions on North Korea, including on businesses in China. According to Alex Wong, the U.S. Deputy Special Representative on North Korea, he says, "I want to tell you more sanctions are going to be forthcoming." In a speech at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Wong acknowledged that Pyongyang has not yet taken any concrete steps toward denuclearization and voiced alarm over its unveiling of a massive long-range missile at a parade in October. Today is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV while also remembering those who have died. This year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mortuelle is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan African women remain especially vulnerable.
Young women aged 15 to 24 have sometimes 2-3 times the rate of new HIV infections compared to their male counterparts. And a number of the challenges that women articulate is that the current pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is using an antiretroviral to prevent HIV sort of prior to sexual activity,